Hey guys, how are ya? I'm Gavin, I'm a native speaker of American English, and in today's phrasal verb module, vamos fazer uma corrida. Let's go on a run. I have my running watch, I have my hat, I have been building up my endurance during the spring. To build up is a phrasal verb which means to increase, to grow. Agora no sentido de aumentar resistência, né? Para poder correr mais longo, mais tempo. I have been building up my endurance during the spring, and our run today is a special run. Instead of running on a road, we're going to run on a trail up a mountain to watch the sunset. I live here in Colorado in the United States, and there are many mountains here, and this is a very popular activity to go on a trail run. Para assistir o sol se pôr, to watch the sunset. Today, I'm going to be running with my friend AJ, and he's a very good runner, which is why I wanted to build up my endurance during the spring. AJ and I arrived at the trail, and we did some stretching and jumping jacks to warm up. Muitas palavras aqui. To warm up, in Portuguese, is fazer o aquecimento. Before physical activity, we warm up. Before the run, what AJ and I did were alongamento, stretching, and polichinelo, jumping jacks. We did some stretching and jumping jacks to warm up. Warming up is always a good idea before a run. Finally, we were ready. We set out at 5 p.m. To set out means to begin or to start a journey or with the goal of accomplishing something. So imagine that we're at the very beginning of the trail and we want to reach the very top of the mountain to see the sunset. That is our goal, and that is why we use the phrasal verb. We set out at 5 p.m. It has the sense of we began running, we started running at 5 p.m. We set out at 5 p.m. I quickly remembered that AJ is a better runner than me. He ran a lot faster, and soon AJ was much farther ahead of me on the trail. It was hard to keep up with AJ. To keep up means to maintain the rhythm, to accompany, acompanhar, manter o ritmo, né? I yelled to AJ, I can't keep up! Não consigo manter o ritmo! I can't keep up! AJ heard me. AJ slowed down. Ele desacelerou. Ele diminuiu a velocidade. AJ slowed down. He ran slower. AJ slowed down. AJ encouraged me to keep on running. I just mentioned keep up, but keep on means to continue, continuar. We have a very common expression in English that is something like bola para frente in Portuguese. For example, in English we have the expression keep on keeping on, which is something like bola para frente. Continue continuando. Keep on keeping on. AJ encouraged me to keep on running. Specifically, what AJ said to me was, Gavin, keep on running. It'll be worth it. Vai valer a pena lá no topo da montanha. Gavin, keep on running. It'll be worth it. So, I kept on running. I kept on running and I kept on running. And AJ kept on yelling, keep it up. Keep it up. Mantenha o ritmo. Keep it up. You're doing great. Keep it up. It's very great to receive encouragement like this when you're running. And finally, muito sem fôlego, chegamos ao topo! We reached the top! Finally! Sem fôlego, em inglês é out of breath. We reached the top and I laid down because I was so out of breath. To lay down is a phrasal verb, which means deitar. I laid down because I was so out of breath. But AJ was right. It was worth it. We arrived at the top of the mountain right before sunset, and we watched the sun set. Notice how the noun sunset is one word, but when we use set as a verb, we need two words here. We watched the sun set. The colors were beautiful. My body felt great. My body cooled down as the sun set behind the mountain. To cool down makes sense as a phrasal verb. It means esfriar or even acalmarse. My body cooled down, temperature and stress. My body cooled down as the sun set behind the mountain. After the sunset, the temperature, ambiental, cooled down quickly. I wanted to run again so that my body would warm up. So, AJ and I set out for the parking lot. One more time, set out, meaning to start a journey, start a process with a goal. Now our goal was to reach the parking lot, the beginning of the trail, from the top of the mountain. AJ and I set out for the parking lot. When we talk about quando fica mais e mais escuro, in English we say that the light fades away. It's the phrasal verb fade away, ficar mais escuro. Or when we talk about a memory can fade away too, as it becomes more and more in the past. The memory eventually disappears. But again, AJ and I were running to the parking lot. The last light faded away, so we had to use headlamps. Headlamps are very common to use when you're camping here in Colorado or running on a trail at night. We wear them on our heads, and that's why they're called headlamps. The last light faded away, so we had to use headlamps. It was an amazing run. It will be a long time before my memory of that run fades away. Isso que é vida, gente. So, let's review the phrasal verbs that we learned in this lesson. Build up. I have been building up my endurance during the spring. Warm up. We did some stretching and jumping jacks to warm up. Set out. We set out on the trail at 5 p.m. Keep up. It was hard to keep up with AJ. I can't keep up. Slow down. AJ slowed down. Keep on. AJ encouraged me to keep on running. Keep on running. It'll be worth it. I kept on running. Lay down. I laid down because I was so out of breath. Cool down. My body cooled down as the sun set behind the mountain. After the sunset, the temperature cooled down quickly. Fade away. The last light faded away, so we had to use headlamps. It will be a long time before my memory of that run fades away.
Nossa, eu tô com vontade agora de fazer uma corrida.
Now I think I'm gonna go do a trail run. I'll see you in the next phrasal verb module. Peace out.